The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, this is Rufus Allen from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the Arts Access Incorporated schedule, the North Carolina Symphony Orchestra, the Pinecone Review, the Pinecone Traditional Review, and from the Independent Weekly. To begin with the Arts Access Incorporated schedule of audio described and sign language interpreted performances. As a note, there is no charge to the patron for these services beyond the regular price of admission. They caution their readers to that shows are selling out. Reserve your seat well in advance, please. Performance reviews, when available, will be listed on their website, which I don't have. The scheduled performances coming up is Sunday, May 22nd at 2 p.m., Midsummer Night's Dream from the Carolina Ballet. And then Sunday, June 26th at 2 p.m., Home, the Justice Theater Project, Clare Hall, St. Francis of Assisi Church. For information or to contact Arts Access Incorporated, you can email at audiodescription@artaccessinc.org. And they do not provide a telephone number. Moving to the North Carolina Symphony, there are several events to tell you about. First, the North Carolina Symphony takes the show outside in seasonal celebration. The Rex Healthcare Summerfest series begins with Summertime, Summertime, featuring Play with the Pros on May 28th. The North Carolina Symphony launches the 2011 version of its Rex Healthcare Summerfest series later this month with Summertime, Summertime, a concert led by resident conductor William Henry Curry and featuring a favorite tradition of local music lovers, Play with the Pros. The outdoor performance takes place at Cocobooth Amphitheater and carries Regency Park on Saturday, May 29 at 7:30 p.m. Children 12 and under are free. The Triangle's most talented amateur instrumentalists join the symphony to perform a lineup tailor-made to jumpstart your summer fun. Shostakovich's festive overture paves the way for a concert of rustic favorites by von Stupp, Brodin, and Smetana. Anton Dvorak's beautiful Eighth Symphony completes a rousing night of great music under the pines. This first concert in the symphony's summer-long celebration of music is a perfect family outing, made even more so with the return of the Whole Foods Market of Cary Picnic of the Week contest. Throughout the summer, groups of concertgoers selected as the best picnickers of that weekend's concert will receive a $100 gift basket from Whole Foods. Two $20 honorable mentions will also be awarded. Select Rex Healthcare Summerfest series concerts also feature spectacular fireworks displays, instrument zoos for kids, costume contests, face painting, and more. You can visit the Symphony Summerfest page online at www.ncsymphony.org/summerfest for full details. General admission, lawn seating to Summertime, Summertime is $25 in advance, $30 at the door. Covered table seating is also available for $30 in advance, $35 at the door. Children 12 and under are admitted free to all Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series concerts. Cocobooth Amphitheater is located at 8003 Regency Parkway, just off the intersection of US 1 and US 64 Tryon Road in Cary. Food and beverages, including beer and wine, are allowed on the grounds. For tickets, program notes, podcast, or just to get to know your symphony's musicians, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org. Call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750. It's 919-733-2750. Or toll free at 877-627-6724. That's 877-627-6724. Moving on, the North Carolina Symphony takes concert goers around the world in 80 minutes. The orchestra shows off its versatility on June 4th. Grammy Award-winning vocalist Rhiannon Giddens-Laffron joins forces with North Carolina Symphony music director Grant Llewellyn and the stellar talents of your state's premier professional orchestra for a journey across the musical globe. Around the World in 80 Minutes, the second entry in the Symphony's 2011 Rex Healthcare Summerfest series, takes place at Carey's Coca Booth Amphitheater on Saturday, June 4 at 7:30 p.m. Children 12 and under are free. A vibrant and versatile concert program featuring more than a dozen songs opens in Great Britain and Ireland, beginning with a selection from Highland Suite by the North Carolina Symphony's very own bass trombonist and Elizabeth City native Terry Mazesco. The lineup then takes audience members to France thanks to Edith Piaf's legendary serenade La Vie en Rose, before stops in Austria, Italy, Russia, the Far East, and of course, our own United States, offer a rousing, fast-paced concert perfect for Saturday evening under the pines. Aiding Llewellyn is Rhiannon Giddens-Laffron, lead singer of the 2010 Grammy Award-winning band The Carolina Chocolate Drops. Praised by the Cleveland Plain Dealer as a Juliet of unerring musical and thespian gifts for her performance in Gernot's Romeo and Juliet, she has established a reputation as a talented performer in a variety of musical styles, making her voice the perfect accompaniment to an orchestra showcase of everything from ballet and Broadway to traditional marches and Latin vocal standards. General admission lawn seating to Around the World in 80 Minutes in Cary is $25 in advance, $30 at the door. Covered table seating is also available for $30 in advance, $35 at the door. Children 12 and under are admitted free to all Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series concerts. The orchestra also takes the show on the road, performing the concert in Tarboro, New Bern, Chapel Hill, and Jacksonville, May 31st through June 5th. Again, for tickets, program notes, podcasts, or just to get to know your symphony musicians, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org. Call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750. It's 919-733-2750. Or toll-free at 877-627-6724. It's 877-627-6724. A nod to the natural world in North Carolina Symphony's Pines of Rome. Respighi's masterpiece, Flight of the Bumblebee and More, on June 11th. Grab a seat under the pines of Regency Park for The Pines of Rome, the North Carolina Symphony's musical toast to the natural world. Resident conductor William Henry Curry leads the orchestra in a summer classical music concert highlighting imaginative compositions by Elgar and Copland, Rimsky-Korsakov's ever-popular Flight of the Bumblebee, and the Respighi masterpiece from which the concert takes its name. The performance takes place at Coca Booth Amphitheater in Cary's Regency Park on Saturday, June 11 at 7:30 p.m. Children 12 and under are free. One third of Respighi's glorious Roman trilogy, The Pines of Rome, depicts the eponymous trees as they watch over life from midday to dawn in four corners of the city. In the composer's words, he aimed to use nature as a point of departure in order to recall memories and visions, as the pines become testimony for the principal events in Roman life. Premiered fittingly in Rome in 1924, the work was an immediate sensation, eventually becoming one of the most popular and oft-quoted compositions of the 20th century. It figured prominently in Disney's Fantasia and was cited by John Williams as a source for many of his film scores. With bold brass lines and recognizable nods to the sound of children playing and the songs of nightingales, it is an ideal piece to hear outside. but Maestro Curry is not satisfied with a single musical trip, as the concert also takes listeners to the American West, with selections from Faraday Goffey's Grand Canyon Suite and Aaron Copland's evocative film score to The Red Pony. Also on the schedule is Edward Elgar's The Wild Bears, Alan Holthaus's And God Created Great Whales, and one of the wildest rides for any concert goer, Rimsky-Korsakov's Breakneck Flight of the Bumblebee. The Whole Foods Market of Cary Picnic of the Week contest continues as the Pines of Rome, as the symphony's roaming judges award the weekend's best picnickers with a $100 gift basket from Whole Foods. Two honorable mention recipients will take home $20 Whole Foods gift cards. General admission lawn seating to the Pines of Rome is $25 in advance, $30 at the door. Covered table seating is also available for $30 in advance, $35 at the door. Children 12 and under are admitted free to all Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series concerts. For tickets, program notes, podcasts, or just to get to know your symphony musicians, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org. Call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. The North Carolina Symphony presents Rock Orchestra Spectacle, The Music of Queen, on July 14th. Tickets on sale May 2nd. This summer, the North Carolina Symphony joins forces with conductor-arranger Brent Havens, vocalist Brody Dolyanuk, and a full rock band to break down the boundaries between classic rock and classical music with The Music of Queen. The one-night-only symphonic rock spectacle takes place at Mondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Thursday, July 14th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets go on sale Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. at www.ncsymphony.org or by calling North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. Tickets can also be purchased at Ticketmaster.com at 1-800-745-3000. Presented by Windburn Music, The Music of Queen features Berkeley-trained arranger-conductor Brent Havens, leading your North Carolina Symphony in show-stopping Queen classics like Bohemian Rhapsody, We Are the Champions, and Another One Bites the Dust, along with all the essential rarities. And that wraps up our events from the North Carolina Symphony for this half hour. Moving to the Pinecone Traditional Review, June will mark the first time Pinecone is offering a bluegrass music camp for youths here in North Carolina. We are proud to offer this opportunity in partnership with the town of Cary. Registration is open, and we are thrilled to be passing some North Carolina music traditions on to the next generation with the help of some incredible musicians, including John Curry and Charles Petty. Also, Pinecone is the promotional sponsor for another benefit concert for a local musician, Jan Johansson, this June. After many years of heart trouble, Johansson finally received a heart transplant in March of this year. And so the June calendar for the Pinecone. On Sunday, June 5th, Pinecone and the town of Wake Forest present Al Batten and the Bluegrass Reunion in the great outdoor space at East Carroll Joyner Park. On Saturday, June 11th, the Monitors bring their jazz to the town of Cary's Sertoma Amphitheater. On Sunday, June 12th, the Music of the Carolina series wraps up with a special program featuring Carlotta Santana, who will lead a workshop to teach some of the secrets behind the art of flamenco, as well as its history and cultural significance. On Saturday, June 18, Circle of Friends for Jan Johansson hosts a benefit concert to help Jan and Teresa continue to defray their medical costs. The concert will celebrate Jan's successful heart transplant earlier this year, and it will honor the community of friends and musicians who helped them reach this point. The Pinecone continues to promote ongoing participatory music jams and sessions that give community members the opportunity to take part in the music making. a bluegrass jam the second and fourth Monday of the month at the Busy Bee Cafe, an Irish music session every Sunday afternoon at Tiernanog, and a monthly shape note sing the fourth Sunday afternoon of the month at Carey's Glen Eyre Retirement Community. These sessions are free and open to the public to join in or to sit back and observe. The first event, Pine Cone in the town of Wake Forest present Al Batten and the Bluegrass Reunion. The location is East Carroll Joyner Park, 701 Harris Road in Wake Forest. The event will take place on Sunday, June 5th, 2011 from 3 to 5 p.m. Admission is free. North Carolina's own Al Batten and the Bluegrass Reunion return to Wake Forest to kick off Pine Cone's third season of music at the beautiful East Carroll Joyner Park Amphitheater. This concert will also conclude the Six Sundays in Spring series, presented by Wake Forest Arts. Pine Cone is proud to be partnering with Wake Forest Arts for the first time this year. Join Pine Cone, the town of Wake Forest, and Wake Forest Arts for an afternoon of North Carolina bluegrass at its finest. Bring a picnic and blankets or lawn chairs and enjoy the great music and beautiful scenery in Wake Forest East Carroll Joyner Park. Al Batten and David Turnage both brought their first banjos at the same time from the same store. They founded the Bluegrass Reunion almost 40 years ago and have been performing together ever since. The Bluegrass Reunion performs traditional bluegrass repertoire throughout the central and eastern North Carolina. When it comes to banjo playing, the three T's, taste, timing, and tone, are Batten's watchwords. His down-to-earth lead singing gets to the heart of the music as soon as he hits the first note. Batten has combined elements of the styles of Earl Scruggs, Don Reno, Bill Emerson, Walter Hensley, and Billy Edwards to develop his own unique style. The concert is free and open to the public. The music starts at 3 p.m. Visit www.pinecone.org for complete details, as well as information about other free concerts in Wake Forest and beyond. The second concert, Pine Cone, is Pine Cone in the town of Cary present the Monitors at the Sertoma Amphitheater, 801 High House Road in Cary, Saturday, June 11th. The admission is free. Pine Cone in the town of Cary present the Monitors, who are featured on the African American Music Trail in eastern North Carolina. Bill Myers, one of the group's co-founders, had his life story featured on NPR. This concert is free and open to the public. It starts at 5 p.m. in Cary's Sertoma Amphitheater in Bond Park. The Monitors are an outstanding musical ensemble with a half century of history. During that time, they have performed at concerts, Mardi Gras, Hawaiian luaus, wedding receptions, proms, cabarets, street festivals, and more. They have been the backup band for celebrity artists such as Otis Redding, Millie Jackson, Major Lance, Faye Adams, Joyce Thorne, Connie Harvey, Maceo Parker, and Milton Bullock. They provided the opening concert for international stars Ray Charles and Roberta Flack, and Flack used to be the lead singer with the group. They were the featured guests with the Barton College Wilson Symphony Orchestra, and they recently completed a tour in North and South Carolina with the North Carolina Symphony Orchestra. The third event from the Pine Cone is the Pine Cone in the North Carolina Museum of History present Flamenco Viva Carlota Santana. The event will be at the Daniels Auditorium in the North Carolina Museum of History, located at 5 East Eaton Street in Raleigh. The event will be held on Sunday, June 12th, from 3 to 4 p.m. Admission is free. Ever wonder how they play those castanets or how flamenco dancers make the sounds with their feet, zapateo, and keep time with those amazing rhythmic hand claps, palmas? Carlota Santana, artistic director of Flamenco Viva Carlota Santana, will lead a workshop to teach the audience the secrets behind the art of flamenco, as well as its history and cultural significance. Audience participation is encouraged in this program. You can try some of the steps and rhythms yourself. Ms. Santana has traveled throughout the United States for 27 years with her company, introducing the pride, passion, and discipline of the flamenco art form to children and adults alike. This is the final concert for the 2010-2011 Music of the Carolinas series. Pinecone is still seeking sponsors to help with the series for 2011-2012. Learn more, including how you can help, at www.pinecone.org. The next event in the Pinecone Review is Circle of Friends for Jan Present Benefit Concert for Jan Johansson. Pinecone is a promotional sponsor for this event. The event will be held at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Raleigh, in Raleigh. There's not an address, but the date is Saturday, June 18th, from 1 to 7 p.m. The suggested donation is $15. Children 12 and under are free. All proceeds will benefit Jan and Teresa Johansson. In March, Pinecone had the distinct pleasure of sharing the news that local musician Jan Johansson had received a long-awaited heart transplant. In June, Circle of Friends for Jan hosts another benefit to celebrate the heart transplant, to thank Jan and Teresa Johansson for all they do for our community, to thank the community for all the support they've shown for Jan and Teresa during this process, and of course to raise funds to help defray the family's continuing medical expenses as Jan continues down the road to recovery. A heart transplant costs approximately $750,000, and that's only the beginning. Although Johansson's wife, Teresa, has family health coverage through her employer, the family still faces significant expenses related to the transplant. All proceeds from this event will go to help the Johanssons defray medical expenses and lost income. All performers and event organizers are donating their time and talents in an effort to raise money and show their support and appreciation for all that Jan and Teresa have done for them in the music community. All donations will go directly to the National Foundation for Transplants to help Jan and Teresa. Johansson is well known throughout North Carolina as an accomplished acoustic musician, producer, and music instructor. For years, Johansson suffered from heart problems, beginning with a heart attack at the age of 36. Circle of Friends for Jan is putting together an afternoon of great music, food, and fellowship, and people are encouraged to bring their musical instruments to join in the informal jam sessions. Also, jam groups will be invited to come on stage to perform a song or two. To conclude the Pinecone Review, there are a few sessions spotlights. The Tiernanog Irish Music Session every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Tiernanog, 218 South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Pinecone and Tiernanog co-sponsor a weekly Irish music session that combines teaching and playing. This traditional Irish music session meets every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m., either in the back left of the pub near the fireplace or in the cottage. The Bluegrass Jam, the second and fourth Mondays at 7 p.m. at the Busy Bee Cafe, 225 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh on the second and fourth Monday of every month. The jam runs from 7 to 10 p.m. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along or just listen and observe. And finally, the Shape Note Sing, the fourth Sunday of every month from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Glen Eyre Retirement Community, 4000 Glen Eyre Circle in Cary. Pinecone and the Triangle Shape Note Singer sponsor a monthly Shape Note Sing. The session meets the fourth Sunday of every month. The July session will be held at the Glen Eyre Retirement Community. Beginners are welcome and music is provided. For directions, call 919-781-3596. It's 919-781-3596. The Primetime Players present the second annual play festival, four funny short works by local playwrights, and a musical interact. The players will perform at the Seymour Center at 2551 Homestead Road in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Their telephone number is 968-2070. That's 968-2070. The Primetime Players will perform on Friday, June 3rd at 2 p.m. and on Saturday, June 4th at 2 p.m. The tickets are $7 and payable at the door. Moving to the calendar in the Independent Weekly, there are a couple events to point out to your attention. To start, there under under comedy. There is the Carolina's Funniest Comic 2011 on Saturday, May 21st at 9:30 p.m. That's the championship, $10. DSI Comedy Theater, 200 North Greensboro Street, Suite B11, Carr Mill Mall in Carrboro. The number is 338-8150. Again, that number is 338-8150. Moving to some lectures. Al Pacino, on Friday, May 20th at 8 p.m., the legendary actor shares stories from his life and film, shows rare clips, and performs one-man scenes. The cost is $75 and up at the Durham Performing Arts Center at 123 Vivian Street. For tickets, call 680-2787. That's 680-2787. Another lecture, Cemetery Care and Conservation, on Tuesday, May 24th at 4:30 p.m. with Kevin Donald of the North Carolina Office of State Archaeology. The cost is $5. The location is the Horace Williams House at 610 East Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill. The number is 942-7818. That's 942-7818. National Small Business Programs through May 19th, a series of 7 lectures at 12 area libraries, free. For a full list of lectures and sites, you can visit www.wakegov.com/libraries/events/smallbusinessweek.htm, or you can call the individual libraries to register. Sacred Sites, Friday, May 20th, from 7:30 to 9 p.m., with British author and acousto-archaeologist Paul Devereaux, $15. The number is 309-4600. We held at the Duke Center for Living at 3475 Irwin Road in Durham. That number, 309-4600. Another lecture, What Have We Got to Lose, on Tuesday, May 24th at 7:30 p.m. It's a slideshow tour of properties in Cary Historic Districts, part of the Friends of Page Walker Preservation Series. The event is free at the Page Walker Arts and History Center, 119 Ambassador Loop in Cary. The telephone number is 460-4963. That number again is 460-4963. Special events coming up is Artsplosure, May 19th through 22nd, Annual Arts Festival in downtown Raleigh. Full schedule and details at artsplosure.org. The Henside the Beltline Tour de Coupe, Saturday, May 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The 6th Annual Tour of Urban Farmers Hen Houses in Raleigh, sponsored by Whole Foods Market. Admission, canned goods, or cash donation to the Urban Ministries of Wake County. Map and details at tourdcoop.com or 609-9205. That's 609-9205. Finally, there's a reading called Marty Groth, Neverisms, a quotation lover's guide of things to things you never do, never say, or never forget. That's Wednesday, May 18th at 7:30 at Quail Ridge Books and Music, 3522 Wade Avenue in Raleigh, 828-1588. Also, at the Regulator Bookshop in Durham, 286-2700. And finally, at McIntyre's Fine Books in Farrington Center in Pittsburgh, 524-3030. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Rufus Allen, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time.